Welcome back to the Sales Funnel Specialist with Wealth Academy. We're going to talk real briefly about how to craft sales-producing follow-up emails. So throughout the process, we just talked about the product delivery page, keeping that very simple. Now we want to talk through email campaigns. So with email follow-up campaigns, a couple things. Number one, first and foremost, you need an attention-grabbing subject line. Now I'm going to let you in on a couple secrets. A few that I like to test that I would also recommend that you test, and you know, in the other certifications we'll talk more about this. But email, now think through the history of email. When email first started, email was a way for friends to communicate with friends. Okay? It was a way for, if I wanted to get in touch with Sally, I could pull up an email and write her an email, and that's how we communicated. Now it's through text messaging or whatever, phone call, FaceTime, whatever you want to do. But if I wanted to get in contact with Sally, what I would do is I would type out an email to her. Now that was the birthplace of this, and there's still some truth and relevance to it, right? There's a certain extent to which our inboxes have become flooded with these marketing messages over and over and over again. But here's the gist of it, is when you can sort of step into that, and I'm not going to call it, let's just call it the friend zone. I mean, that's a terrible term for it, but the friend zone, right? So for instance, a subject line that always works really well for me is just checking in, dot, dot, dot. So just checking in, dot, dot, dot. Okay, so what that is it's not this very crafted, businessy corporation type subject line, but guess what? My open rates for that, as opposed to most of my emails, are about two times, maybe in some cases on certain campaigns to certain lists, even better than that, but my open rates are really high, meaning the people who open my emails, the rate at which they're opened, you can track that, is usually about two times better when I use that. So the subject line, attention grabbing in some cases, but also in other cases, just make it feel like a friend, like a long lost pen pal or something. Okay, so an interesting opener. Usually want to do this through story. So you usually just want to start right out the gate with story immediately. Just dive straight in. First sentence should be the sentence of a story, okay? And you're going to get into story, value, funny, emotional, tell some jokes. And then what you're always going to do is call to action, ask for the sale. Ask for the sale, ask for the sale, ask for the sale. When you close it out, I recommend saying something like cheers or all the best or on your team, something like that to sign out of your emails. If you're decently skilled with the signature, you can put a small little 200 by 200 pixel image of yourself to kind of give a little photo of yourself, and that's kind of the email closeout. So, okay, how to craft an effective follow-up email. So, focus on what we call infotainment, okay? So, entertainment, infotainment. Make emails enjoyable to read. Make it fun. Make it lively, right? You don't have to be so serious, because sometimes what serious conveys is sort of an insecurity, like you don't have it all together, right? Some of the best ad copy people in the world, they use great comedy. So try that as much as you can. Be lighthearted. Don't be crass. Don't be, you know, flippant, but just kind of be lighthearted and fun. People enjoy that, right? So always write in a conversational tone. Tell stories mostly from your life and give out really high value content. Right? So if you're going to give them seven things you learned about Facebook marketing this week, start out with a story about the first time you ever launched a Facebook ad and now how your Facebook ads are crushing it. Right? So talk about problems faced by your subscribers. That's a big thing of knowing your ideal avatar, knowing your customer, and knowing your subscriber, why they signed up for your list, and get into those issues, those pressing problems. Okay? So position your offer as the solution to get results. Ask for the sale in almost every email. And follow-up emails are sort of like dynamic sales letters, right? So focus on covering a different angle in each email. So the different emails, the subject line, the content, it should be different pokes, different prods to get people to move forward. So, you know, you're say you have 5,000 email subscribers. People are going to have different personalities. They're going to have different whatever. It's the same reason to have different opt-in pages as well, right? So you're going to maximize your return on investment the more you can poke and prod people in different ways into different personality and psychologies, because that's going to open you up to a wealth of people rather than just a few people that you really resonate with. That's a big one. Get out of your own head. Don't think that everything you care about is necessarily what they care about, but rather appeal to the masses and tap into different types of psychologies as you write your emails. Okay, so those are effective follow-up emails. Now, we have a certification that's coming out in, it might already be out by the time you're seeing this, on email marketing as well. So we'll get much more in depth there. But what you want to be able to do is just have these base layer things in place before you really go dive deep into that. So let's keep moving forward.